everyone. So today the saint that I wish to share about, her name is Saint Rose Venerini. She's a very new saint to me. I actually came across her during this time when the whole restrictions and the COVID was happening. And I just felt a lot of courage and strength from her. Also a new way of seeing things. So I hope, and I felt very strongly to share her her life with you all. So I hope that that as well can renew your strength and your hope in the Lord. So we know how it's beautiful. It's amazing. God really does put people and books and saints in our lives at the exact moments that we need them the most. I know that happens to me many times. I go, oh my goodness, I feel like they're talking to me. So I just found it beautiful as well that the sharing that Nicole has done, and I'll just paraphrase in my own words. So she was saying that one of the things that stood out for me was when she said that the will of God is in every situation. And I just found that really linked in with my saint, with Saint Rose, because there was so many moments in her life that things really changed and shifted, and she almost had to be like picked up and put somewhere else. And I feel like that's kind of where we're at with everything in the pandemic. Many things have stopped. Our lives have been flipped, and not always in such a bad way, but very, very confronting at times. So I do feel that this saint linked in really well with how Nicole was sharing, and then just as well for myself and this time. So I hope that I can pass on a bit of hope as well for you. So just a bit of a background. Saint Rose was born in 1656 in Viterbo, Italy. She was the third child of four. Her father was a physician, and she had a very good education as a child, and her family was also very religious. In fact, at a very young age, she felt a calling to become a nun. And then she grew up and she was actually engaged to be married. But sadly, her fiancé passed away. So within that time, she felt again that calling to become a nun. So she enters a convent. But it was only months after that she enters the convent that her father passes away. So she was sent back home to be able to care for her mom and her siblings through that time. And you can think like, oh wow, like she'll go back to the convent when the time is right, or how sad, like two deaths, you know, that she has to live through. But just the way that God really is in every situation. So she goes home, and while she's at home and caring for her mom, she decides to open her home, and she started to have other ladies coming and women and young girls to pray the rosary. And while they were praying, she realized that these ladies actually didn't have very much catechism and didn't know much about God. So she takes it upon herself and she starts to teach them about the catechism and starts teaching them to read, to write, and just more things. And soon, with the help and guidance of her spiritual director, he encourages her that God isn't calling her to be a contemplative nun, but rather to be in the world and to teach. So she opens up a preschool, and it was actually for free. So it was only the neighborhood that she, or the city or that she lived, was very poor. So it was a free preschool for young girls, and she had them along with two other friends that helped her. And you could think, oh yes, everything's going well. But she faced a lot of persecution at the very beginning. People were not happy about it because it's not common for women at that time to be educated and all these things. So she faced a lot of persecution, and very striking. They would throw arrows to her house, and they would burn their houses as well, trying to really just stop them. But within time, they started to see the fruits of these women and these young girls, and started to see that it was actually very good. So I'm sure that persecution kept going throughout her time, but she just persevered. She persevered through all of them, trusting in the Lord, and that's a huge encouragement. I know for myself, I would stop and think, oh, well, maybe this isn't what God wants. Or I would push so far, but how far would I go? But obviously that's where you know that God's grace is in to be able to help her to go continue on. So 7 years later, after she has opened her first school, the cardinal of the time, Cardinal Barbarigo, asked her to oversee the training of different teachers. And then she, by the time she passed away, she was in her 70s, I believe. She had opened 40 schools, and she was overseeing all of these schools, and she was in the admin and also in the teaching, and she was helping others to learn how to teach as well, which is amazing. So how you can see that she, despite different difficulties in her life and how she thought she was going in one direction and then things changed and completely had to change her direction, God was still guiding her. So she was beatified in 1952 and canonized in 2006. And the reflection that that came in the book and that really struck me was one that it says, bloom where you are planted. And I really just feel like, yeah, God, you know, picks up and, you know, our lives get changed, or we think we're going in one direction, so we get picked up, planted somewhere else. So wherever we're at, wherever it is that God plants us for that time, he wants us to bloom right there where we're at, you know. Many times we can also even restrict ourselves and stop ourselves and say, well, not until this happens, then I will, you know, be able to do God's will. And just thinking on COVID and how we've been restricted. So we've kind of been planted at home. I know I was thinking for the youth mission team and the young adults, how they gave, you know, this year, gave up the year, and they, you know, had to quit work if they were working, had to put study on hold to go and join the YMT. And then, you know, COVID starts and restrictions. So you get sent back home and you're planted at home. But that's where God wants you to be. Right now, where you're at, with whatever situation you're facing, I just keep thinking, wow, how St. Rose, with, you know, the death of her fiancé and then the death of her father, how things had changed for her. So, but she continued, you know, to trust in the Lord and to bloom right where she was at. In fact, there was, so she just kept going through every change that God did. She just kept persevering, and I'm sure she had a very strong prayer life. So as well, I just feel, yes, you know, we don't have to do this alone. We don't have to be planted and restricted and stopped and to be by ourselves, but it's in fact, let's plant ourselves and, you know, grow in prayer and grow in trust in the Lord and grow in the trust of his will that he has us where we're at. I know as well, like for people that are working, you know, whether you had to start working from home. For us, Michael actually, and it's such a blessing, could keep his job, but he still had to go out. So at the very beginning, for me, that was hard because I thought, oh no, he's going to get sick. Like I was very like, oh, very nervous that he had to go out. I thought it would be so much safer he was home. But God planted him in the fact that he still had to go out and, you know, deal with a lot of customer service. And at the beginning was tricky, because not all of us were getting our head around restrictions and how to handle and what to do and how to keep our distance. So that as well, like, it just helped me. I said, okay, Lord, you have planted Michael in the sense that he still has to go out to work and he will be, you know, meeting with a lot of customers, but you will protect him and you will be with him, and whatever happens, it is your will. So bloom where you are planted. And for us at home, well, me with the kids as well, glad that they're young, so they kind of didn't really see much of a difference of being home because they're still really little. But as well, it's like, okay, Lord, you have me here, you have me at home with my children, and bloom where I am planted. So just to keep going and to keep persevering, and God gives us the grace. And I just want to finish with a reading that just keeps coming to mind when I was reflecting and preparing for this talk. And it's in Jeremiah 29:11. I know we all know it, but it's, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So I pray at St. Rose and these reflections can really give us courage and renew our hope. So that's me. Thank you.